A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 1st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the newly appointed cabinet.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7, a Live Talk, and we are coming out from the Voice of America in Washington. And this evening, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's first cabinet picks.
Mr. Mnangagwa last night named a new cabinet, seen as rewarding top military officials who played a crucial role in his rise to the top, but retained much of the old guard from President Robert Mugabe's era, which analysts say deflates much of the optimism surrounding the new government.
But his backers say he opted for continuity and experience as he has only 8 months before the country calls for the next elections. And if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yibambe mahlabe Zulu, nxa sisanda ukusiqhuma khona manje, namhlanje ke sikhuluma ngedale le-cabinet elidingwe kumbe ngithi elikhethwe ngumnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa, yena usekhokela ilizwe leZimbabwe. Siyabona ke ukuthi ukhethe abantu abaningi sibili abathize akade bekhona ngale kudale le-cabinet lalo okade ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe. Siyabona sibili uphinde wadobha futhi abanye abakubuto lapha sikhuluma-ke ngo-Presidency Siri. Kuzobuya-ke lo Major General Sibusiso Sibanda Moyo. Ndiyamkhumbula uMoyo eziyethula umbiko ukuthi ibutho selingene-ke e-ZBC khonangale selikhuluma ngokuthi selihluthune umbuso welizwe. So ke Blessing, siyabona-ke sibili ukuthi Mnangagwa ulabantu abatsha unapha kudale lakhe.
Onguka hama wadiwa, nasi tila wati tinzwe kubva kwa muri kuti munoona sei dare remakurukota rakasarudzwa iro nava Emmerson Mnangagwa nezuro maneru. Pakaoni kwa pachipinda yo vamwe varikubva muchuto vakaita sa Air Marshal Parents Shiri ava vave gurukota rinoona nezve kurima kuchizotuwo vamwe vakaita sa Major Sibusiso Moyo vamunoziva vachitauraiwo kuti mauto ndo anga apanyanga mushure mekunge vaenda kuno komberedza imba yavamugabe inonzi Blue Roof kuborode uko vachivatiwo vanofanira kunge vachisiya chigaro. Asi kune vakawanda vari mudare remakurukota irori vagara vari mumatare emakurukota apfuura pasi pavamugabe vakaita savaobert mupofu vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwemukati menyika vakembo muhadhi vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwenyika kuchitiwo vakawanda vana mai Stembiso Nyoni vana mai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri vana amai Priska Mupfumira vadzorwa zvakare vanga vambo biswa mudare remakurukota navamugabe kuchitiwo vamwe vatsva vakaitawo sana Ziyambi Ziyambi vave ivo kubazi rinoona nezvemitemo navakazembeka zembe
kunjaloboy. So ke siyabona ke kulo Patrick Chinamasa ke okhangele sezimali kuzobuya ke umnumzana Obert Mpofu ubambe ezomvikela ekhaya. Uzobuya ke Marshal Parents Shiri usekhangele ezokulima lokuhlalisa abantu nje emakhaya khona ngale. ULazaro Sitaku Tokora lokhu khona ubambe ezemfundo. UDokotela David Paranyatwa nguye uzibambe ke kwezempilakahle. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana Kembo CD Mohadi ikhembo mwathi akulamhlahlala kuhulumende kodwa lokho ekhona lapha ke ukhangela zomvikela uziyambi ziyambi ngiyobambeke ezomthetho Major General Sibusiso Moyo isamkhumbulo ubaba wekhu wakhuluma ukuthi hayi sokufika lapha eZimbabwe ubambeke ezelezike ezokubudlelana nabanye amazwe kuzobuya ke umnumzana July Moyo isamkhumbula uJuly Moyo usekhona njalo ukhangele ezimadolobheni lemaphandleni kuzobuya ke uStebiso Nyoni ulokho khona kodwa sekhangele ezabomama sokubuya lo Professor Amon Murira ngiyokhangele ezemfundo ephezulu usupermand walizela layo khona ICT liyakwazi-ke ukukhangela khonokho-ke ebulenjini be-intanethi lento ezinjalo nje kuzobuya-ke uclever nyathi layo uzibambile leba ezesebenzi singabe siqhubeka kunjalo-ke imfowethu
honguka mawadiwa makasunukuka sezviri kutaura Gibbs apa kuti munge muchipinda muchirongwa chedu tichikurukura Gibbs regai timboende pafacebook page yedu toona kuti vanhu vari kuti kudii nenyaya yedare remakurukota tinashe chanyao ari kuti stop it toenda kuna Vincent Dana ari kuti watching from Kalinia Pretoria thank you so much and then Edmo Gondo rambane pasi watching from Selu Zimbabwe thank you so much and tina zvakare Senzani Sajimi Tendele old train with new driver we also have Efasa Pet Mandaza, my good friend there in the UK, he says, it has always been a case of a snake shedding its skin. Trago, Trust Chipato, Arguti, watching from South Africa. Rosie Silla, who is the vice president? I don't think that decision has been made yet.
Not yet, we don't know.
There's just a speculation as to who might be picked as vice president, or actually two. After their congress, we might have three because they were saying there's need to fulfill the women's quota. Then Paul January, apo blessing fan, diripo, please call me. Paul is in South Africa. Then we have Prinsola Herrera, arguti loud and clear. Then we have Bright Chelsea Sibenge, arguti you appreciate me more when I'm gone. I don't know if that's President Robert Mugabe. We are Mkumbula.
Yes,
Mkumbula,
yeah.
Then we have Jeremiah Mudagureva, Arukuti Tiripo Fe. Thanks so much, Jeremiah. We have Samson Mukulanga. We saying, call me. We have Dara K. Jamusina. He wants to be called my good friend. Tototai Mateva Varira in the UK says, Kulanda Ntakaterira Hedu Budi. Thank you so much. Munyaradzi Shingirai Chiwoto, watching from Vic Falls, Gibbs.
Silabo abaningi lapha abasebengenele enkundleni blessing ngasukangela ke kulo Priscilla Ngulube uthi ngibukele la msibini khonapho hlengwe sibanda stole siyakuzwa kakhulu uthi kodwa ke umnumzana obhedi yebantu ungene njani futhi Philip Sibanda uthi kunzima bafowethu kunzima sibili kuzobuyeke usithule Nicole Juma uyabukele khona ngale ke eBilitani siyabonga Majuma kuzobuya lo Silence Mpunzi uthi ngamanyala lawo asonto elungileyo lezwe ekhathe sikhonapho kuzobuya ke unomsa Jiyane uthi ngilibukele ngisedebheni ngizokuthwasa silo muntu
ithunga lapho we have our first guest that is MDC spokesperson Mr. Obet Gutu he also at one time served as the deputy justice minister Mr. Gutu good evening
blessing good evening good evening listeners Mameru Sisonge
Thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Gutu is on the line. You can ask him a question.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, I guess you have seen the cabinet and people have been talking on social media about what this cabinet is all about. So give us a take, taking into consideration that maybe you would have wanted to be the Minister of Justice, right?
Gibbs, okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've seen the cabinet. Maybe let me just make one. The first observation is that, of course, it's a 22-member cabinet, way smaller than the previous cabinet of the former president, Robert Mugabe. And significance is not that there are only six deputy ministers. I remember clearly that the last cabinet had about 24 or 25 deputy ministers. So it was like virtually every ministry had a deputy minister. If I remember well, I think the only ministry that didn't have a deputy minister was the Minister of Finance for some reason. So in total, there were about 74 or 75 ministers, the former cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I found a little bit astounding about the present cabinet is, you know, the recycling of what I would want to call, with due respect, deadwood. Yeah, you are talking of people who have been in the cabinet for more than 20 years or so, some of them even for about 30 years. I mean, let me give you an example of, for instance, somebody like Minister Obed Mpofu, with respect, does not have a particularly, you know, rosy record in cabinet. I mean, when you look at his record as the Minister of Mines and Mining Development during the GNU era, and when you also look at generally, you know, the allegations of corruption against him, which he has not unfortunately been able to successfully, like, explain. And you also have people like the Minister of Health, Minister David Parenyatwa, who has actually superintended over the total collapse, the virtual collapse of the public health delivery system. And what I also found very astounding is, you know, you have a Minister of Youth, Honorable Stembe Sonyoni, who last time I checked is about 69 or 70 years. So really, to have somebody who is about 70 years old being a Minister of Youth, I think it's actually an insult to the youth who happen to be the majority of the population. I think we all know that demographically, people below the age of 40 constitute about maybe 64 to 65% of the Zimbabwe's population. And you also look at something that I found also very astounding is the militarization of the cabinet. We also have a Major General, Dr. Suziso Moyo, who is coming in as the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade. And you also have Emmanuel Perensi, who is coming in as the Minister of Agriculture and Land. So you tend to then want to believe that you know, we are actually having a deliberate military thrust. We actually have quite a militarized cabinet, which I believe for some of us who believe in peaceful democratic change and in civilian politics as opposed to military politics or the militarization of politics, we feel pretty uncomfortable. So basically, I would say it's a cabinet that is not inspiring. I would call it, it's like putting old wine in new bottles. It will remain old wine. I'll call it a cabinet that is like just the flip side of the old order. It is like the reverse side of the same coin. It is uninspiring. It doesn't look very very exciting. And when you look at even people like Patrick Chinamata, with whom I worked in the Ministry of Justice during the GNU, for him to go back to the Ministry of Finance and with the kind of difficulties that he had, you know, as the Minister of Finance before he got demoted to Minister of WhatsApp or what they were calling himself a ministry. I believe that they could have gotten a better person, maybe even from, you know, outside politics, as somebody who's like a banker, a retired banker, to be a Minister of Finance and Economic Development. So I believe that this is a cabinet that is dull, I'm afraid to say. It doesn't look particularly exciting. Like I've already said, it is like the reverse side of the same coin. And when you look at the economy, that is virtually on life support, we have an economy in which more than 90% of the people who live or subsist within the informal sector. I believe that those men and women are not going to be able to take to the next level. So I would actually say that cabinet, with respect, it's an uninspiring cabinet. If I use thick lingo, some are already saying cabinet yakadzwa.
The drunken master reminds me of the drunken master.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Gutu, I think some people are also complaining about the number of females in this cabinet. They are saying just 3 women. That's an insult. Do you agree or agree to disagree?
Exactly. That's the other dimension. When you look actually, it's in terms of gender parity. It's actually an insult because we know that 52% of the Zimbabwean population is constituted of women. And if I remember well, there are about 3 women in that cabinet. Mm-hmm. Opam Chinguri and Mai Mfumira. Opam Chinguri Kashiri. And look, you are saying, and all those women, when you look at it, you know, Vanu Vakura, I believe that they could have done better to look for younger women who are there, well-educated women who could actually have been given, cabinet posts, at least one half of those cabinet posts. I've already said, if you are looking at the Ministry of Youth, which is now being led by a grandmother who is 70 years old, I think it's not only an insult to women, but it's also an insult to youth. So I think it's actually a chauvinistic, male chauvinistic, cabinet setup. And I don't know what women think about it, but I don't want to believe that women are going to be excited by that kind of cabinet where they are only represented by three women out of 22 cabinet ministers.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
I guess we've got Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University. He's on the line. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So now, the cabinet that never was, right? Or this is the most brilliant cabinet you've ever seen in life in Zim, right?
Yeah, it isn't the best cabinet. I think one of the things that we have got to note is that in a place of laws, in a country of laws, this cabinet is not only disappointing, is not only insensitive in terms of non-representative in terms of age and so forth. The cabinet is to a large extent illegal. It is unconstitutional. And I'll tell you why. The Constitution demands that the president must have due diligence and due deference to gender equality, regional equality, and so on and so on. And if you look at it, its gender balance is inappropriate, it's totally out of the map, and for that reason, in a country where courts are useful, where courts do their job, this could be challenged in a court of law, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa could be forced to revisit some of the allocations of the post and allocate a few more positions in his cabinet to female members of the society who are appropriately qualified to carry out such duties. And there is not a shortage of women who can be ministers, cabinet ministers in any country, let alone Zimbabwe, with its high literacy rate.
Bengisathi
mina i-cabinet ka-President Mnangagwa nxa ungayikhangela kahle kahle ngayikho emthethweni bekufanele ukuthi ngabe uyayikhangelisisa ayilungisa ukuthi ibe labantu besifazane abeneleyo abafanana lokuthi abantu ku-population izalwane zeZimbabwe ezingabafazi zingaki. Ngalelo qhinga ngibona ukuthi bekungaba khona abantu abangaphangisa bahambe emthethwandaba bafike bathi hayi i-cabinet leyi ayikho emthethweni ngoba isisekelo sombuso sitsho njalo.
Yeah, bambe kona bonga inwa indawo. Yeah, blessing secretary.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, some might actually say maybe Mr. Gutu is crying more than the bereaved. Of course, you are in the opposition. Why, if you stay close to a cemetery, you are not supposed to mourn for everyone. Varukuti kwa imi muno dei pa ukuye mweni, siya ewa tongi.
No, because the whole idea is blessing. Why we're in politics? We're in politics to serve the nation. We, some of us have sacrificed a lot, what we are doing. I think I want the listeners to appreciate that some of us, we are in politics not because we are clamoring for one of these positions. No. I mean, I've been in government before. I've been a deputy minister before. So I actually know how government operates. You can give me any government department, I think, with due respect, without sounding impossible. I think I'll be able to run it. So all I'm saying is we are looking at a situation where we want our country to prosper. Mm-hmm. We want our people to live in happiness. We believe in the pursuit of happiness as MDC. We want people to enjoy the fruit of their labor, enjoy the natural resources of their country, to live peacefully, happily. So all we are saying is this. If you are going to have a cabinet in a, only three women out of 22 people, then are you saying, when you look at Zimbabwe, one of the highest literacy rates, not only in Africa, but in the world. Last time I said, they were saying, actually, I think we are number two. It's not number one or number two. I think it's either we are number one or number two after Tunisia in terms of literacy in Africa. So all we are saying is we have got highly educated, highly qualified men and women. Why, therefore, did President Mnangagwa only find it defeat to get only three women? And if you look at it, I'm not being tribalistic here. All these women are from the northern part of the country. Opa Mchinguri, Chris Kamfumira. Okay. And then, of course, the same people may be from the southern part. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is, it was going to be better if at least they'd come up with, out of 22, then to have at least about 10 women sitting in cabinet. Because the women are there with the relevant qualifications, the relevant experience. I mean, in the private sector, we've got women who've done very well in business, we've got women who've done very well in insurance, we've got women who've done very well in academia. So I believe that there's really no good reason. I don't think anyone would say we are crying more than they believe. We are doing this simply because we want Zimbabwe to be governed properly. And more so, I think it's one of our primary functions as the opposition, to keep the government of the day in check. And if we don't do that, I think we'd have failed in one of our core duties as opposition, because we are there to make sure that we keep the government of the day in check. We point out to their weaknesses. We obviously are supposed to make them work. And I think this is one of our duties, and this is exactly what we're doing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not like we wanted to be in cabinet. No. I want listeners to appreciate. No, we really have no appetite to be involved in a ZANU PF cabinet. But at the same time, because we are Zimbabweans, we have that patriotic duty and we need that patriotic obligation to see to that our country is governed properly.
Thank you so much. We thought that a fight between grasshoppers is a joy to the crow. But Mr. Gutu is defining the role of the opposition here. Of course, Napoleon once said, if you see your enemy making mistakes, don't interrupt him.
Mm-hmm.
They are interrupting Mr. Mnangagwa here. Regai tiende kuna vamoyo ku South Africa. Makadi vamoyo?
No, makadi iko, baba.
Ayo, watirini nani? Darema kurukotara manga maka mirira rasuika. Anzi kutonga kwa rogamba. Muruko ona se ikabiliti.
Ayo,
So tinotenda zvikuru kuva moyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Awa tinotenda regai titeriwo vamwe tofira mukana wamapepa kana kuti vagotwa mberi basa nepati yambe shena mberi mukana waiwasvike kuti basa itore nekuti namwari vabvuma kuti itore basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Moyo there seems to be an MDC supporter and is hoping that they win next year's elections. And is saying that for Mr. Mnangagwa, it's the same old cabinet and he does not have any hope in it changing the fortunes of the country. That's his own view. Gibbs, move on.
Just before taking this caller, there's an interesting comment that has been sent by, I think it's Martin Mhlanga. He says you cannot remove an old back tire and put it up front, and then you claim that you have restructured your car. We need a new set of tires. We cannot have a country running on the same old tires. This guy is saying, no, that cannot happen. So ke sizwe ke silo babunyati lapha ecingweni. Babanyati ungatshona njani? Babanyati? Kungani babunyati ifoni yakhe kungani kumbe sidlwe izinto. Ya, kungani sinqambukile nje. So kumbe ngibe sengisiya kubaba uSpanda. Baba Dr. Spanda ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
Yeah, ungena kwa Dr. sorry oka Marshall Parents Shiri. Kulabanye abantu zivele asebelunywa ikhonzi la. Bathi lokhu kuyachaphula. Indaba yokuchaphula abantu.
Hey, ngibona ukuthi uA Marshall linabantu abaningi nemazi njengo A Marshall Parents Shiri abantu abaningi abesindebeleni bamazi njengo Black Jesus. Ngoba ngesikhathi sakhe ubesazakala njengomduthu ubefika emzini wabantu akhethe njengomlimi ukuthi hayi wena ungaphila wena ususifa wena ungaphila wena uzawufa kusasa. Ube umuntu obamba izimpilo zabantu ngesikhathi seGugula hundi lapha. So ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa semthathe wamfaka uhulumende wamkhipha lapha kade cashe khona emasotsheni kuyinto yethu sayetshengisa njalo ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa indaba yokudubeka kwabantu bemandebeleni akayithathi akayiqhakathekisi kangako. Uyenza into encane ngala ndaba lokuthi abanye abantu bangabe phatheka kanjani. Indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi wazi ukuthi ngicabanga ukuthi abantu abanye ngobuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi bazi ukuthi upresident wabo akala ndaba lezihlupho zabo lokudubeka abake bakwenza. Into eyokuthi akula muntu akade ikhangelele labantu abasemazweni aphesheya bengibona kathi sila ku-BBC bekhuluma ngale ndaba ukuthi kwethu salokhu ukuthi ngathi umuntu owazakala elenhliziyo embi kangaka njalo kuthiwa wabulala abantu elizweni usuka-ke nguminista ngaliphi bona abantu bohlobo lolwalubulawa bezwa njani ngalesi sehlakalo esinzima kangaka.
Ye, ngicela ufake nje 1 minute ngasikhiwa khonokho.
Well, I think that it's a huge tragedy when you have a section of your society as a president and you are unable to sympathize and empathize with their feelings, justified or unjustified. The fact that, Marshall Parents Shiri was in Matabele known as the Black Jesus for his attitude towards the matters during the 80s when there was a suspected genocide. Means that his appointment certainly touches a lot of people as personal, as insensitive, as certainly an insult for those who had known potentially as the Black Jesus, for he had the power to decide who would live and who wouldn't live, who would have life when he arrived in people's homes in the 80s. So I think that, and it's not just people like me, Zimbabweans. It's people in the international world where I was watching today, the British regretting ever letting him train at Sandhurst, and also worrying why such a person would be appointed to be in a government in a country where you have a lot of people who experienced his matters that are still alive and can still tell the stories of what he actually did. So it's a chilling thought, and we don't know how our society is going to survive this. It's not only on the show as well, where you have people becoming, where the president is giving unnecessary profile
to an issue that needed to be dealt with, I think, more soundly and more sensitively as it dies out, perhaps.
Thank you.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, Blessing?
Just briefly, I mean, we can't say everyone in this cabinet is not capable of delivering. I mean, even at a monkey contest, there is a winner. Are there characters that you think can actually perform in this cabinet?
I don't know. I'll single out. Okay, fine. He's a military guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that chap called through Siso Moyo.
Mm-hmm.
He's somebody I know. I mean, personally, I know he's very intelligent. Mm-hmm. And he's got a doctorate in international relations.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's very sharp. What I don't know now is, because there have been certain allegations I've been reading somewhere this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
About some dodgy deals, diamond deals, during the Zimbabwe National Army escapade in the Congo, in the DRC in the 90s, where he had been, you are seeing at some, you know, some of those kind of things. So I don't know whether that might not be maybe a blemish on his record.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I know that given an opportunity, he'll be able to be a very good foreign affairs minister because he's an expert in international relations. He also has been running some of the army. I mean, businesses, I know for certain that he's got a very keen and sharp business acumen. I know mm-hmm. Susumu is going to be able to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but there are some of these guys in cabinet, Obedumpo for a woman, I mean, like for four mm-hmm. people. I mean, like I said, look, he has got a checkered history of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And he now remains in the new Ministry of Home Affairs and Culture. It sounds a bit funny, eh? Home Affairs and Culture, they call it. I don't know how he's going to be an effective minister. He has not been effective in any of the ministries that he has been given to run throughout his tenure in government with due respect. Even if he got back when he used to be the provincial governor for Matabele and not back in the day. So look, I believe that one or two people will be able to do a decent job. I've already said that the people will be able to do a decent job. I think also that a person like Patrick Namasa, maybe not exactly finance. I think would have made a very good minister of either justice. You'd have made a very good minister of justice. I know he's a workaholic. I work with him. I know he can put in a long shift. I know he can work, work his socks off. Or he could even have done better at home affairs. And now you have some of these people. You have.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kutu. Is Baba Lapage Otwa Kubegani Usatwen? Baba Kubegani Gunjan? Baba Kubegani Kukona? Nyapila, Ispo Mbani? Ye, Tonga Yankumbuza, Utala, Yakumbula, Uslandulo, Elomdalo, Kuloro to Kapulatong. So I would talk it to what a gentle cabinet late.
I cabinet late, I started. I say, was a motive in the Piagudu, you say.
So go to a song in a Bantavanya tease. When was well to have very in the Pavan Bola?
I was a top of Piavan to Lava, very Avantava than the own.
So ubona ngazani vele kade ngikadopa abanye kuba bakoma badla atshiyeneyo
ufuze kube njalo ukuthi bedobhe laphana lalaphana lalaphana ukuze sihambise kuhle
so singathi zimbila zantabanye
hayi zimbila zantabanye
kodwa ungena kulaba abanjengoperensishiri kuze buya ke lo major general Sibusiso Moyo, ubona njani?
Hayi, labo thina vele sifuna ukuthinte ungena abantu abangibe bengene phakathi lapha.
So kodwa
ngathi unyathela.
Yes, manje kutshintshwa njani khona?
Hayi, kufuze lethe sikhalaze phezulu lokho.
Hayi, konti liye kukhetho kuliyakhalaza kubani?
Demonstrate ukuze kulunge.
Yebo, phela.
Ngakhala ngale khetheni kusebenzi ukuthi siyekhetha.
Mhm. Kodwa selizimiseleni ukuthi liye kukhetha kumbe vele Donga alikaqibalisi.
Baba.
Sela balisi ukuthi livote njengoba sithi liyafuna ukuthi liguqule njalo lingaze ngayokhetha.
Hayi kodwa siyabhalisa so ngo-January.
Hawu bona ke Donga siyabonga kakhulu ungadinwa kusasa mnumzane.
Hayi mbongile ungena ehleleni.
Mhm. Sibonga kakhulu. So Mr. Donga is saying that these people know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Ndebele we've got an idiom which says Zimbila Zantabanye.
Mm-hmm.
They are rabbits of the same mountain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You take another one from another mountain, they always fight.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people that know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together for a long time. So he really recycled some of the ministers because of that, mm-hmm. according to him. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Tinamkoma Donald Parunare. Magadi mkoma Donald.
Ndipo mkoma Blessing Magadi kwa namkoma Gibbs.
Ah,
isu. Asiapira mpoi.
Oh, zaidu mkoma Donald. Tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Ya, ndida umorosa wangu wa mkoma, mkoma wariku maana lisi wa gudu na mkoma siwanda.
Mm-hmm.
Ule kwa siwanda. Ii, apapa, atini ati atungu ya lombo, na kata kata risira tina mawa zoma tuku litofungwa wata. Kuda pangu kubako kata wa mkabe, zinusia shanduka mnika. Bati, atini tumbo onaka na change, aje nukuti chero, wana wangari kuno kwa mwanga zita zita. Tika nda kumusha pa kilisi masato tona nubi zebi zezi atia zoki, zezi zana haka kumusha.
Mm-hmm.
But indication nilipo ya wakuto wata, apara sino naka.
Mhm.
Ndizaitwa apaka old wine ni old bottles ndo zvati kuona.
Mhm.
Nokuti mukatata vahungwe vakaita gavena omasingo kare, ndizvago yasitenga vari vahungwe.
Mhm.
Vakabvisiwa pacho leto declaration vada mwana Jonathan Moyo vakadzingwa pa gavena omasingo.
Mhm.
Ndikazonzi ah hey ama resident minister akazvinava vachinjwa ava na minister of state. Ndando kuda ndokwane kwashika na vachinja ministry sare ministry ndokutochinja kwe performance yemunhu ameno anizvuti chichinete kai baba.
Mhm.
Bozi mukatata kuti Nao nakarasana nao pa mchinguri, waka nana hoste bizo nyone, waka shanda kubakare, wariku mainyone, washi wakwa iminita of small enterprises, jiwa tija menu, atina kana mbona chataka wona ja waka pundu za kana nika. Uya, atina po zidi, hoye ministri uja, hoye ministri uji. Feta wano, nakarasana soja, etu wao. Haa, pata kumbari kwa. Nukuti hapo, zongo lewa ungo, zato wapache na kuti, wacha urwa mnofo kwa ushanda nakasi mbache, nukuti za wapache na manji. E, mya buda manji, za zoro ya to wapache na ye. Kuti papa elections vatiri kupinda apa kapa pachange junda ichakange icha ainenge ya dominator zvokuti hapana pachanetsa papa no main reason yasi wa masoja pano pandangoona sepa vagona vamunangagwa pamipapoinda ka yepa minister of mines apo uizo nichitando mchinda anonzi uizo nichitando aiva CEO unonga kumimosa here kana kuchairman achazini
kumimosa
ndo pano pandaona pavagona ipapa Aiwa minister of higher education ya hapa amoni murugira professor andona kuti zvingango ma ministry maviri waya ku health uko kwadzosera hapa renyatwa kwaisa vachina masa ku finance kwaisa vao bed mpofu uko hakuna chinobuda ndekwaisa vamusangwa kwanyai kuona change na kaya moyo
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ngoma Donald
ngoma blessing hata singatarisiri zvakadaro tinofanira kuti ukanonoka kuwana wozowana mvana vanhu vanenge vachita kuti uchawana mvana
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Hapana hapo chakaipa kurora mbana asi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald.
Maita basa
mukoma. Donald there is saying that of course there are exceptions. Chitando is saying that was an inspired appointment and also mm-hmm. Professor Murwira at higher education is saying those are good but overall he is saying that Mr. Mugabe is simply recycling the same old guys Gibbs, we have Dr. Sibanda still.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda. Jalos lo mtukungeni kodwa singahambi khona siyabona kulona Professor Kiva Nyati. Eh Kiva Nyati sibili ung professor wazwayo. Eh kwezemfundo lapha. Eh kuzobuya ke umtswango la njoba wayichinga kangaphakathi. Kanye lo mathematando yakhumbula ukuba bakhuluma kuvinjani. Eh ukhuluma guest umnumzana Mgabe. So ke konoko kuyajengisela nje into eziningi. So ngizokuthola siloba becingweni lapha othi ngizibizo. Ke umnumzana konjani? Kumbe kumama Mazulu.
Yebo Mazulu.
Sabona Mazulu.
Yebo baba.
Unjani unga?
Hayi sethola mina ngizamku ukukhuluma ukuthi khona yebo yeza jabula sili ekhipha umgabe esaleni kufaka kumnangako. Kodwa ke phela uhlupho lukamnangako lokuthi usethethe amacabinet ayekhona kumgabe wabuya wabuyisela futhi khona esikhundleni kambe kuzalunga.
Abantu bathini kwalapho nxa ukukhuluma labo ekhaya khona?
Ah, kaya naga kulim nga kwe vantini, naga zamu kutoka nga kwe vantini, sesava lalu nite mwenye kumbe inza vile wangukuni, oku zampa nise mpile.
Hmm. So, watu wake, nga wana subwona sivili kuti uhamba njani konoku, ubona anuwe alunga hini, ili zwele zimbapo njome faka abangani baki.
Yayi khona yeke bekuzalunga ukuya kwesikhathi kodwa mina bengikhathele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa phela kuyafakwa lamaNdebele kungabi ngamashona kodwa ukwenzela ukuthi lathi ngapha emaNdebeleni sibe lokuthuthuka njengakhona le mashini.
Ngiyabona phela bafake umnumzana Obed Mpofu liNdebele phela ukhona ngapha eh? Alisho ukuthi liNdebele?
Ah. Ye right yena Obed Mpofu liNdebele kodwa ke omama bakhona laba bangamaNdebele na.
Yes, yabona kulo Sithembiso Nyoni, umama wesintwini. Kuzobuya ke lo mdala uSimon Khayamoyo. La ngwesintwini njalo ke.
Obed Mpofu.
Kuzobuya ke hayi Mpofu sengumqambini. Kuzobuya ke lo Kembo Mohadi. Siyakwazi ukuvela khona ngale ke esivendeni. So ke kuzobuya bakhona nje balihlekana. La khona phetsholojo akazi bafaka bani. Bafaka uginyilitshe uKane Matema uyamazi kakhulu Kane wabhala ibhuku ibhuku lakhe lelana elezaphu njalo umdala wayemthanda phela umdala wayengamthandi
hayi wayemthanda yena kodwa phela kade anti yabona ukuthi kade sebehlamukile labo sezanini so siyabaabakamandebeleni labo kabadonsele kibo ngapha kuphumelele ngapha nakhonale
hhayi ke siyakuzwa ke ntombi endala iphosele okugcina mama.
Hayi, ngiyakukhuthaza abantu abasebenzeni abakithi emaNdebeleni khonapho kukhabinethi kamnangagu kuzeni zami ukusebenzeni emaNdebeleni sithuthukise isigaba sakini sifile mani
sife kanganani sichobodekise siphelele inyanya mazulu
inyanya ayakusela sekthari esebenzayo akula migwaqo izinto ziyadura asiyahlupheka vele izulu alikho siyalamba ngathi siyathi umungu ona laba abasinikayo bathi kasikhiphe izimali asilazo
kuyahlupha phele hayi siyabonga mazulu ungadilela kusasa ma
hayi mbonile baba
yes bona kakhulu that is Mrs. Zulu she is in Cholojo and she was complaining and saying that there are no Ndebele ministers of not you know maybe that was the point so then when I pointed out that there are some were in the cabinet, she said, those are not the ones that she wanted. She would have wanted to see new faces and people that are a little bit powerful. But she says she's a bit reserved in terms of expressing herself because she knows that something may visit her at night, you know. So, so you know, sometimes people really have this kind of fear. And she says the fear is still there. So she's fearing for her life, definitely. And now we see that there's even Kane Matema who comes from Cholocho. She doesn't trust him at all.
Regai tiende kurunare zvakare toenda kuna mukoma Namo Goronga makadi mukoma Namo.
Tinofara makadi vakuru vangu.
Aiwa tiripo zvedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Regai nditanga hangu nokungoti tarisire anga ine vanhu. Nezvabuda padare remakurukota iro zvinovo dzamoyo takatembera tichiti mudzimu wauya mumusha ino kana pouya mudzimu wembeveve haitauri haizwi nyangwe neanodudzira wacho unopera simba kuti wotangira papi ukavona zvekuti makurukota acho vazhinji vacho vava kuma 79 80 zvichikwira ko ivo chavo chavo vechidiki muzano PF hamuna here vechidiki vachiri kutemwa dzinobuda ropa vanogona kunge vachimhanya mhanya paro neapo panoda kusvikwa apo panoda kudii nokuti hazvina kusiyana nasekuru vamugabe vataiti vanga vakura vanga vasina chakundi vanga vokundikana mukatasa vahungwe shoko rataro namukoma Dhoni rokuti takangokura tichingonzwa kuti vahungwe kana tikasanzwa zvisitare kuti vahungwe muzano PF yanga isiri zano PF asi nanhasi vanongonzi ngavafire pabasa zvifoshora kana tichida kuvakanyika devanga vabvumawo kunzwa zvinotaura vanhu vatore pfungwa dzevanhu vasangotora pfungwa dzevanonzi ava ndo vakarwa ndo vakarwa hondo kurwa hondo handi kutonga nyika handingangoti ndaguma ipapo.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma nhamo.
So let's go to Mr. to Dr. Nkululeko Spanda. Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, is it that people, let me put it this way, were people expecting miracles to be performed by the president? What did they want out of this thing?
People were expecting, yes, I think you would say people were expecting miracles. People were expecting far too much than Mnangagwa could get. People didn't understand that the president had come into power through a military, through military action, and that he therefore had responsibilities to satisfy the military to ensure that he can rule without the interference, at least in the short term. People didn't understand that even up to now it is not yet clear to anybody. I doubt that it is clear to the president himself whether he is really a substantive president or a titular president. It could be that in reality the military is running the show. We know that these things happen in many countries. We know in Burma the person who occupies the office of the president isn't actually the president. The president is outside. We know that it happened in Russia, where for long, for a good 4 years, Vladimir Putin was a prime minister by name, when in fact he was also president. So it is not clear, perhaps I think even to President Mnangagwa, whether or not what his position is and what powers he has in terms of what the military has done. And for people to expect him to move, expected him to move mountains, it was impossible. The military had stated very clearly that they had interfered with the government. They removed President Mugabe so that they could sustain and maintain the Mugagawa agreement. They could make sure that war veterans occupied every aspect of the state. And we know that every aspect of the Zimbabwean state is already taken over. They've taken over mining. They've taken over agriculture. They've taken over the state now. They've taken over cabinet. They are pushing forward to take over parliament, and we know that they have taken over they've taken over control of the media in the country, information and so forth. They have taken over foreign affairs now, and you can see that there is a huge force here that Mnangagwa has to deal with, and I'm unsure as to whether Mnangagwa can deal with this, or he's just being told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It was already shocking that it took him about 5 days to name a cabinet. It's not really something that should take anybody that much. Somebody, you should have been able to begin thinking about cabinet the moment he was told that the military had said he would be the next leader of ZANU-PF the very day they started their coup around the 14th, 15th. So really, I don't think it's in place to blame Mnangagwa for the cabinet. I do not think that it is his fault. I do not know why he would not have promoted the military generals into the positions they are in. And I do not know how he could have chosen anybody other than those people who were from the war, who were seen as war veterans, because that is what the military said was its objective, and the military had to get what it wanted. And all these guys are the old guard that is regarded by the military, which is old guard itself, as true war veterans that had run away systematically by Mugabe. This is what the war veterans did it for. They wanted these guys back. They wanted everybody who'd been thrown away, who they perceived to be a war veteran or from a war history, to come back. These guys are back. The military didn't lie to anybody. Zimbabweans decided to redefine the desires of the military and think of it as removing Mugabe and not as installing and putting in place the war veterans.
Dr. Sibanda, some are saying that maybe, just maybe, the problem was President Robert Mugabe. He did not allow these ministers to shine. They can cite the example of Mr. Chinamasa. I remember at one time he said the government cannot afford to pay bonuses. And President Robert Mugabe reversed that within days and said bonuses must be paid. So maybe the ministers can perform. It's only that at the time the captain of the team or the driver was driving the bus into the ditch.
You know what, I like that. People think some are positive. And people need to understand one thing. Government, cabinet ministers, do not achieve anything as their own. Cabinets work as that. They work as cabinets. They don't work as individuals. I hear people complaining about who's been made the minister of this, who's been made the minister of that. in real political terms, it really doesn't matter who's the minister of what. The difference that the individual makes is very small and minimal. It is the whole team together that is either effective or ineffectual. Cabinet and running a country is teamwork, because many of these things rely on each other. But let me say this thing about former President Mugabe. Look, I always thought that President Mugabe started on the wrong foot. There's some people that think that he started on the good foot. But look, after being bitten and shocked by both the NCA in the 2000 referendum and by the MDC in the 2000 general elections, President Mugabe tried to do the impossible. He employed one of the best cabinet ministers, team of cabinet ministers the world has ever seen. Mm-hmm. That cabinet of the year 2000, running 4 years after that, was one of the best qualified, one of the most hardworking. You had in there, like him or not, you had Simba Makoni, a flying student. You had Nkosana Moyo in there. You had Mudenge. You had Mbenge. You had almost full cabinet of PhDs. Mm-hmm. And Mugabe himself isn't one of those lazy people. Certainly hardworking in many aspects. What you need to realize is that when the conditions aren't appropriate, when the conditions aren't necessary, when the president can't make very difficult decisions, as the decision you referred to, whether to pay or not to pay bonuses, it is difficult. And one of the first few actions that President Ngago has taken, promoting the 25 military officers as one of his first actions, and secondly, ignoring the abuse of law by his faction against the other faction in ZANU-PF, and then this cabinet, which has no teeth, has no soul to it, has no credence, has no merit to it, is just a military, and the continued militarization of the key aspects of the economy, command agriculture and employing parents to run that department in government, indicates that the process that these guys have started under Mugabe, which undermine the economy and undermine system of government, are the ones that Mnangagwa is going to try and rescue the economy using. It doesn't seem to me as though Mnangagwa has changed anything and can make the hard decisions that are necessary to make in order to run the economy. He can't change anything. He's going forward with what the military wanted before Mugabe. Mugabe was challenging the command agriculture sort of thinking, saying that we should go ahead with Zimaset, and they wanted command agriculture, and that's what he's doing, and it's part of the big problem. I don't think that Mnangagwa has given us any sign that he's able to make any difficult decisions or even to challenge the military junta that's around him at the moment. And I think that without a president who can make those decisions, it's going to be entirely impossible to bring back the economy. His inability to employ female ministers, to employ women in a country with more than 51% female people, to go by that principle, because of the principle you can ignore in 2017, indicates that the president is either caged or incapable or incompetent in more than many ways. His cabinet could be challenged in court successfully if the court is independent. I tell you that because the Constitution makes a clear indication that you must employ a cabinet that is gender sensitive. This cabinet is by any measure gender insensitive. And whatever one says, that is a bad indication on the managerial responsibilities and abilities of the president.
Thank you so much, Dr. Asbanda. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's cabinet. Of course, that was announced last night with some names such as Air Force Commander Perens Shiri, running the Ministry of Agriculture, Major General Sibusiso Moyo, the one who announced that the army was taking over the reins, is the Minister of Foreign Affairs. And of course, you also have people in the old cabinet like Lazarus Dokora, Dr. David Parirenyatwa, Mr. Obet Mpofu, and others. Regatende kunava shongwe wariku Zambia. Makadi iva shongwe mtereri wedu.
Ndipo makasinda here.
Ai waisu tiri nani pari sei pa Zambia.
Makasinda here, ndipo ma blessing.
Tiri nani zvedu.
Ah pa Zambia pari nani. Asa. Vakadhakwa kakapari munga ino bata maya.
Asi sei mudu.
Vanhu vasina gone kufamba zvichembere. Tsimba dzichatoperi pa parliament paya. Tatongodziona kuti dziripo kaka. vangozara pataidi kwaatasembere zvirimo mukati
asikavaka
izvo zvinazvo ziri kuitikira
asika hanzi
ndotatinaetina vamugabe ndo yangodzoka saka ndaichikumbira kuna abvutu abvutuka
vagutu vanenge vaenda vashongwa
muaite malida yenyu ikoko kuti vagokwanisa kutongonyika
vagutu vaenda vanga vaine imwe kwavanga vachimhanyira tata kwakumbira maminitsi mashoma asi ndofunga vari kufamba vavachiteerera chirongo
kana vakateerera kuemvisika ngavachibvisira tangirai vaise umwe muovheti koko sezvo vachiti ava vadi kutarota vanhu vasina kurwa hombe voisa maovheti mamwe akadzingwa tione kuti zvinozofambira sei mberi prepared kuzovhotera hurumende imwe chatoziva bcause hurumende tatoiona kwayakananga haisi hurumende yevanhu
asika harisi basa revakarwa hondo ka vashongwe kuti vaudze vemapato kuti isai nhingi ndiye akarwa hondo nekuti hondo yacho yaitorwirwa izvozvo kuti vanhu vasununguke kuvhotera munhu waanoda
but muri kutozviona kapa kuti chigandanga ndochinenge chichitoshanda munyika
chigandanga
ndochichitoshandaizvozvokuti chigandanga zvishanda chigandanga ndochichitoshanda
hamusi kuona here kuti makuramwira munda makudo kana kuti makusiya chitunha chakarindwa neberi
ndoziva kuti but hatingaramwe zvedu but vanhu vari kurejesta kuvhota apa takutongorejesta kuti vanhu vavhote asi takukumbira kuti vanatangira vatitsvagira homo munhu avamuise papapo munhu mutano vamuisapo muchiwevheti iyoyo vakarwonde vava tigosoezomuvhotera but tongoda chidachuyar through mdc
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
tatoona kutoti vamugabe vanosiya muguru wavo ende vari kutonga vari kuguva kwavari kuguva kwavari ndoko vari kutonga vari
aiwa hatingati hedu vari kuguva vari pazororo asi tinotenda zvikuru vashongwe that's them is Mr. Shongwe he's saying that he wished Mr. Gutu was around but he's saying that the MDC must replace Morgan Tsvangirai with someone with Liberation War credentials who will be accepted by the army but like I was saying to him you know in a democracy you don't have to have your Liberation War medals.
Yeah,
some of us were not even born. So, you know, you can't deny anyone the opportunity to be the president as long as people vote for them. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's okay to say the Liberation War fighters must tell Zimbabweans who they must elect.
Yeah. So, kunjalo nje kulabantu lokho bethumeza imilayezelo lapha ku Facebook. Philip Sibanda siyaxolisa kulokho ucela ukuthi sikufonele. Sakufonela ke ngesikhathi esibuyayo sibona zani sakufonela ngomvulo ngobuye khonapha ke esitikini kuzobuya ke uStanley Karoma uthi so General SB Moyo who announced the intervention on TV and announced a coup was fingered in the alleged looting of diamonds in the DRC then quotes UN report and then Philip Swanda is back again he says it's a good show guys so we've been listening all along and then James Thomas Mangena was also asking us to phone him so ke sibuyele kubaba uSpanda vala amafutshane Spanda sibili akusela skadi 10 seconds for it
I think of course we've run out of time is not our best ally so we want to take this opportunity to thank you our Facebook viewers our radio listeners those who were sending us messages via Facebook, WhatsApp, and all other platforms that we use. Thank you so much. And, of course, we want to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, and also MDC spokesman, Obed Gutu. Thanks to our team of engineers and our producer for a brilliant job, as usual. And signing off, this is Blessing Zulu saying, have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.